The Rashi's at the beginning of Lech Lecha are all very, very familiar, so I was looking for something that I'd never noticed before. I think I found something interesting. As Avram is entering Canaan, moving from Haran to Canaan, before he's actually told to leave, before he has to leave because of the Ra'av, he stops by in a few places. And it's interesting that the Torah mentions the places that he stops by. The first place that he stops is in Shechem. That's the first place that he stops. And then the second place, anybody know the second place that he goes to before it says that he starts to move downwards towards Yerushalayim? Second place is called Beit El. But I'm not interested in Beit El because the Torah doesn't only tell you that he stops in Beit El. It tells you a certain city that Beit El is next to, which is interesting. Why does it have to tell you where it's next to? What city is it next to? Apparently, Beit El is next to Ayin Yud. I find this interesting because, as Rashi points out, these are two places that we know well, Shechem and Ai. Why do we know these places well? Because as Bnei Yisrael go through their history, they have trouble with these two places. Shechem is, of course, the place where Reuven and Shimon encounter the people, Shechem and Hamor, the people who kidnapped their sister. And Ai is the place where it's basically where Bnei Yisrael are defeated for the first time, because they lose the war in Ai because of what happened with Achan, where he took from the spoils. And Rashi exactly says this. He says, Ad makom Shechem, litpalel al Bnei Yaakov kishayavau lilachem b'Shechem. Avram stopped in Shechem and he made a mizbeach over there. Actually, these are the two places that he made a mizbeach. In his mizbeach, in order to pray for his descendants, for his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that they should be okay in their war in Shechem. And then later on, when he stops at Beit El, it says, "Vayatek misham mahara mikedem leBeit El vayeta alo Beit El miyam v'ha'ay mikedem vayiven sham mizbeach laHashem v'yikar b'shem Hashem." It specifically says that there was I over there because nitnabesh etidin banav lehikashel sham alavon achan v'hitbalal sham aleim. So what you have over here is that Rashi sees these psukim as saying basically that Avram is going on a tour through certain areas in Eretz Yisrael, but it's kind of a prehistory tour. He's seeing what's going to happen to his children. He's praying for their welfare. So it's a kind of a very interesting callback to Maaseh Avot Siman LaBanim. He can pray over there and it will have an effect on the fate of his descendants. Shavua Tov.